Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
We'll do some transfer talk. I want to bring up the Gavi story. So for those who might not be aware, this report comes from Tom. Is it Allnut? Is that Tom Allnut?
Tom Allnut, in
the Times, yeah. It says Liverpool and Man City are keeping an eye on an increasingly messy situation surrounding Barcelona in midfielder Gavi, who could become available on a free transfer because of a dispute over whether the Spanish club can afford to even register him. Basically, without going into too much, Barca offered him a new contract. Liverpool interested in last summer, it was reporting as well. Offered him a new contract. It's now going through the courts to decide whether they're breaching financial rules by giving him that contract. Then there's an issue about the timing of the contract.
So what it is he's obviously a homegrown player who's on a youth contract, which expires this summer.
Yeah.
They obviously have to put him on a first team contract. But weirdly, in Spain, or the rules in Spain is when you register even a homegrown player from your academy, it's a new signing, and Barcelona are in this position. Obviously, we know all the sort of rigmarole surrounding pulling of levers and, you know, trying to work around financial rules and selling off parts of, you know, assets and future revenue. So it was initially ratified. I think it was in January that it was ratified, and then the league has appealed against that and won the case. So it's been overturned. So at the moment, and I'm sure there'll be more to come from that, at the moment, Barca are standing to lose Gavi on a free because his youth contract expires in the summer. They can't give him another youth contract because he's 18, and they can't give him a first-team contract because they would need to free up funds, space.
It's reminiscent of the Messi situation.
Yeah, it is, exactly.
They wanted to keep Messi, and he was out of contract.
Because he was out of contract, he would have been a new signing.
Yeah,
and that's the same with Gavi. I mean, it's a very... potentially a very exciting story for Liverpool. I mean, I know Manchester City were also linked in the story, aren't they? And that terrifies me, to be honest, the thought of them getting him. But potentially a very exciting thing. Liverpool were linked last summer, obviously, you know, and I think that was quite... I think a lot of people sort of went, no, I don't think there's any chance. But you're looking now in March and you think, okay, you know, it's Messi, and as in Messi with a Y. you can get it. I think he's not far off already, but I think he's going to be a world-class player for very little, you know. Wow, what an opportunity that's going to be for someone.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The only thing is, you know, we've seen in Barcelona, Real Madrid and clubs like that, that there's a lot of red tape and sort of, you know, secret sort of tricks that get pulled off that where you they get out of this situation. But we saw it Messi, didn't we? They didn't. They didn't get out of that. I think I remember when he sort of gave this thing, I always thought they'll sort that out and he'll just end up getting a new contract somehow. He never did. He left. So there is precedent for it. And I have to say, I would be absolutely delighted if Liverpool were able to cash in and take advantage of this situation. It would be a real game changer for the club. But I think there's still a lot of rumbling to come in this story.
But to be fair, the time has run out and the league are digging the heels in. So Javier Tebas, the president of the league, says, we've not let Barcelona sign players this winter. They will not be able to sign players next summer. He's adamant about it. There's talk of like €1 billion worth of debt at Barcelona. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, just to clarify, if his contract is cancelled, he goes back to his youth term deal, therefore he's available for free. A commercial court in Barcelona ruled in favour of them in January to ratify the new contract. He was going to be on €8 million a year and with a billion pound
release clause.
With £1 billion release clause. That has now been reversed with La Liga claiming Barcelona missed the deadline to file their case. Source at Barcelona insist everything was presented on time and Gavi's senior contact remains in force. So yeah, it's essentially now a legal dispute. But we have seen this with Leo Messi. At some point, there's a point where he's not a Barcelona player. And for his career, he's going to have to go somewhere. Like I say, the thought of him going down the road to City is terrifying.
Yeah.
But the fact that Liverpool were interested in him in last year, maybe they had wind. Obviously, they'd have been aware of the contract situation and the rules around youth contracts in Spain anyway. They're very much, you know, it's not the first young Spanish lad Liverpool could have got on a cheap. We just spoke about Stefan Bajčetić before. Mm. But this is another level of it. This is one where it feels like there's court and legal cases and loads of ramifications, but there's a chance for somebody to get a superstar player where Barcelona value him at £1 billion. They do that basically to say he's indispensable, no one's having him. For not, someone can just have him and Barcelona getting nothing for it.
That does change it. It's not just, this isn't just a sort of Barcelona's hottest prospect. You know, we've seen obviously in the past, I think Cesc Fabregas and Gerard Piqué, you know, going away when they're sort of 14, 15 from La Masia. This is a player who's been, you know, he's played for Spain at the World Cup. He's a brilliant, brilliant player. You know, he's already one of the best players of his position and age in the world. You know, so this is another level up in terms of that. And you know, because your instinct almost says, oh, that looks a little bit sort of complicated. You know, I might keep myself out of that, really. You know, I don't really want to get myself tied up in lawyers and court cases and, you know, embargoes and transfer bans and whatever else. You know, I don't fancy sort of unveiling this new player and then Barcelona's appeal goes to the court of arbitration and they say, oh, you know, he can't play anywhere until it's resolved, and you're left with him. I think he's sort of so good that you think, if there's a chance, just have a go. Like, you know, like put yourself as close as you can. You know, if I'm Liverpool, I think I'm sort of whispering in people's ears saying, I tell you what, Barcelona are cheeky, aren't they? They're an absolute disgrace the way they've carried on. I definitely wouldn't overturn that decision. And it's definitely one to watch. It's definitely an exciting one from Liverpool point of view if they can get in there. But like I say, you know, it's a messy story, and there's going to be a lot more to come in it. And you know, I think it's just one to keep an eye on and see what can come of it. But some player,
yeah, like I say, Liverpool inquired about him last summer. City again, but there was talk of Bernardo Silva going to Barca and maybe City trying to get Gavi back if he weren't going to sign a contract. But like, he did sign a contract. It's just whether it stands up in court. Liverpool have done this before, but again, not in terms of stealing the play, but like, if they think a player is that good, they'll go down the legal route. They did it with Javier Mascherano. It was a long time ago. It was a different regime. But essentially, they thought he was worth the hassle of going to court and Rick Parry having to go to and all that kind of stuff. There are certain players where you're thinking, oh, it is just worth the messing around. Because ultimately, they haven't really gone on to lose. Once you sign, I'm not going to take him back off you. You know, if you can get this done soon enough.
And there's no, you know, just on a basis, there's no risk attached to this signing in terms of football. You know, obviously in terms of politics or that kind of thing, yeah, it's going to be difficult to do. But in terms of football, I mean, you're getting a £100 million player almost. You know, even if he, for some reason, he doesn't adapt to the Premier League or whatever, you know, this is a player that's going to have a lot of value for the rest of his career, pretty much, you know, injury permitting. So, you know, it's potentially a massive sort of coup for whoever gets him. And yeah, hopefully it's Liverpool.
And I say this, and I mean this, knowing full well what I'm about to say might sound mad, but like, only €8 million a year wages, and I say only knowing very full well what that means, it's only like 150,000 euros a week, which is about the going rate for the average, you know, that's like quite low down.
Well,
like,
that's what world probably Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's wages.
That's what I'm saying, it's not like a high wage, like I say, Liverpool would obviously to try and get him there, they're going to have to offer him more, because Man City certainly will be able to, but and it all adds up, it's just whether, like, it's like you say before, the Messi thing has changed this so much. Because I used to always think in these situations, someone at Real Madrid or someone at Barcelona will just find a way to get this box off. But like La Liga are adamant that I think they basically got pissed off. The whole Super League stuff didn't help relations in all of this. But La Liga, they literally let Leo Messi leave the club. Leo Messi, you got more eyes on La Liga than anyone. Yeah. In the same time when Cristiano Ronaldo was about to go, and they were willing to stand up to Barcelona. La Liga aren't taking this
lying down. You look at, obviously, just another Barcelona issue, but early in the season with Griezmann, wasn't it, where he was playing, you can only play half an hour or less than half an hour a game, and, you know, they end up in these weird situations, don't they? I remember Arda Turan, I think, was one of them. Did he sign for Barcelona? I think he couldn't play for sort of 3 or 4 months at the start of a season. I think it was a fullback as well. I can't remember who it was. You know, they do have these sort of disputes with the league and over registration and financial things. So, yeah, I think you're right. Messi does sort of, he's obviously the poster boy of this, you know, La Liga versus Barcelona or La Liga versus the big clubs. And obviously, don't forget, Barcelona are embroiled in another scandal over, you know, over payments made to certain individuals and companies. So, you know, there's a lot going on at the Nou Camp. And they're still 9 points clear at the top of the table as well. So he couldn't even go out as a La Liga winner and off into the sunset.
Yeah, the terrifying thing, like you mentioned there, it's around this one up, is that obviously it's great for Liverpool. With Manchester City,
Manchester United, Chelsea, Arsenal,
Paris
Saint-Germain, Bayern Munich.
Also, the second that it becomes available that Gavi's there, you talk about everyone wanting Jude Bellingham for 150 million quid or whatever. Imagine if Gavi was available for nothing. There isn't a team in the world who aren't going to want him. Mm-hmm. And there are certain teams within this league, if he goes there, that is terrifying. Because you talk about how, you mentioned Fabregas before, who was phenomenal, both at Arsenal and Chelsea. Gavi's ahead of him in terms, like, he's playing now all the time at Barca. It is a scary prospect that he could go somewhere else as well. Listen, it's all well and good. Looking at this from a Liverpool angle, but, like, again, you nearly cried before when you said Manchester City. Imagine that. He's just the perfect
he's
player.
He's perfect for them. I don't say he is. He's one of them that's sort of... He's a 10-year plus player, isn't he? You know, at a club. So yeah, exactly. Yeah, so there's the glass half full, glass half empty scenario there. But yeah, I think at least Liverpool seem to be in the mix, and you know, hopefully the cards fall in their favour.
Exactly. Hopefully La Liga continue to stand up to Barcelona.
Everyone getting the T-Bass banners out on the car.
Absolutely ridiculous. The fact that Barcelona is just a sham. Everything about that football club at the moment
is crazy.
But they have to go and win the league probably as well. It is bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Play Real Madrid on Sunday, don't they, in El Clasico. So, yeah, big one.
Gavi will be playing. Hopefully he'll be playing in the Merseyside derby next year. For us, not for everyone. You know, Sean Dyche might be able to get on the phone to him.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.